pressure. Lob pass left side. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. He is sacked by Gerald McCoy.
All right, Buccaneer fans, welcome to the latest gathering of our infamous pewter panel. And in fact, you get something of a bonus pewter panel today, since I'm sliding into the TJ Reeves, trying to do my best TJ Reeves impression as the host. That opens up another seat, so we have three guests from the local media that cover the Buccaneers to help us with these important training camp topics. So let's get right to the introductions. To my left, Ira Kaufman, his second time on the panel.
Thanks, Scott.
Veteran reporter for the Tampa Tribune.
You're 4 inches short of TJ. I mean, it's a tough one to fill.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. In fact, the man to my right could probably do a better impression, at least from a height standpoint. This is Tom Krasnicki of WDAE, host and anchor, and also 95.3 FM, and another seasoned Buccaneer reporter.
Well, appreciate it, Scott. Great to be here.
And I just learned you're here on the last day of your vacation.
Last day of my vacation. I cut my vacation short just to be here.
Buccaneer fans should appreciate that, right? And to his right is Luke Easterling, a senior editor and writer of the Draft Report, and also a featured columnist for the Buccaneers for the Bleacher Report. Luke, thanks for being here.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
I should point out that Luke is here because I solicited requests from my followers on Twitter as to who we should have, the new fresh voice on the panel, and overwhelming response, Mr. Luke.
So I'm the old voice. Is that what you're saying?
All right, guys, you know why we're here. Training camp has begun. All of our topics are probably going to center around that. So let's start off right with our first topic. And Ira, you can start us off. It's the thing we always talk about when training camp starts, position battles. What intrigues you?
I think the offensive line, Scott. Right guard, possibly left guard. If you're a Buck fan, you don't want too much questions about left guard because you want to plug Carl Nix in there. And speaking of Carl Nix, Scott, and let's get this on the table. When the Bucs got him, I thought he was the best guard in football. I still think he was the best guard in football when he played for the New Orleans Saints. It's very unfortunate. He's had two injury-riddled seasons. I believe he's played 9 out of 9 games, Scott, and missed the 23 games.
Can't predict that.
You can't predict that. You know, don't pin that on Mark Dominic. Don't pin that on Greg Schiano. It's bad luck.
Carl Nix himself.
Yeah, he had no history of injuries. So position battles up front, and it's key, Scott, especially that it assimilates quickly, because here come the Panthers and the Rams, arguably the two best pass-rushing defenses in the league.
Good point. Luke, how about you? Again, another position battle for us?
Absolutely. I think if you look over on the defensive side of the ball, something that pass defense has historically been, over the last few years, something that the Bucs have struggled with, and I love the depth that they have at corner at the moment, both looking at the number two corner spot with both Jonathan Banks and Mike Jenkins, and how that battle's going to finish. And I think that no matter who wins that battle, each of those players are going to make each other better, and we're going to end up with a better corner in that spot because of that. And then also in the slot corner, we see with DJ Moore being released yesterday, the fact that that race is obviously so tight, that this is a guy that we thought, might be the front runner for that position. And now we still have, three other players there, and Rashawn Melvin, Danny Gore, and also Devron Carr. So I'm interested to see what happens specifically at corner. And then again, at left defensive end as well. I know coming in, Adrian Claiborne's obviously going to be the starter there, but the way that I think that the rotation is going to happen, you're going to have fresh bodies in and out of there. It sounds like they're going to want to, slide some of those guys inside on passing downs like we've seen the Giants do in the past with a lot of defensive ends and pass rushers. So, I'm interested to see what happens with William Golston, some of those younger guys behind Adrian Claiborne, and how they push him at the start of training camp.
Heard a lot about rotations. Are you saying that you think maybe somebody could actually challenge Claiborne for the opening day job?
I do. I really am interested to see how William Golston develops and does in this system and under Joe Cullen. He came on strong at the end of the year. I think that he fits physically what Lovie Smith wants out of his defensive ends. I think his body style mirrors Michael Johnson a good bit. He's a bit bigger, and I think he's a key player. If you are going to slide some of those ends inside on passing downs, I think he's a perfect fit, 6'6", 280. I think he's got the thickness to move inside and still be effective.
Tom, they took some of the obvious ones. You got something for us?
I do. Actually, tight end is certainly an interesting position because they signed Brandon Myers in free agency. Tim Wright had a tremendous offseason. The coaches were raving about him. They will move him around the formation a little bit. He led all rookie tight ends in catches and receptions from a year ago. I think he's going to be a significant contributor. Austin Seferian Jenkins, guys, is way behind at this point. Second-round pick. The Bucs love his talent, but because of the fact that because of school commitments, he missed a lot of time. He's going to be in catch-up mode during training camp. And also the number three wide receiver spot is going to be up in the air. We do know that Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans will be the starters. Lewis Murphy, very good offseason as well. Robert Huron seems to have the quickness and the speed. The hands were a little inconsistent, but he certainly has a lot of potential. So those are the two positions that I'm looking at.
Tom, do you think the kick return game could work into that at all in terms of who makes team? Maybe not the first slot guy, but the second slot guy, Haran, Solomon Patton, the rookie, something like that?
No question. And I think Lovie Smith has made it clear special teams is going to be a huge part of this team. And if you want to make this team, if you're a fringe guy, number two or number three on the depth chart, guys, you know you've got to be able to play special teams if you want to succeed.
Scott, that might be the way that Jeff Demps makes this roster.
Absolutely.
With a crowded backfield, you know, doesn't have a lot of experience carrying the ball, and didn't play a lot last year, but an electrifying, potentially, kick returner. And we know Lovie Smith is used to that with Devin Hester.
All right, so we have the offensive line, we have defensive end, we have cornerback, we have slot receiver, we have kick return. Even though it seems like the Bucs have done so much, there's obviously still a lot that needs to be resolved. So that's what fans can see when they come out to training camp, all the open practices. That'll wrap up our first segment here on the Pewter panel. We'll come back to talk a little bit more about training camp and some surprises you might see in training camp.